Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG, just making a video about the differences between Muslims and Christians. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, according to the title, Muslims and Christians are different. But look at this right here. It says, Pakistan, a woman was raped, and instead of arresting the rapist, the Sharia Council decided that the rapist's sister should be raped by the victim's brother. Yeah, I guess eye for an eye and pussy for pussy. Yeah, well, why not, right? You raped the guy's sister, so now this guy's gonna rape your sister. So, yeah, have fun with that shit. Ah, you know what's the funny thing between Pakistan and India? Is that Pakistani people are Muslims. And India, where they're just dirty Pajits, but genetically, they're one in the same. little differences, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Yes, look at this guy. This guy's supposedly a Christian dude. Just by looking at his face, he looks more like he belonged to the Muslim persuasion. But apparently this dude is a Christian. And look what he says about the differences between Christianity and Muslim stuff. So, let's watch.
Muhammad, Jesus. Muhammad said, kill the infidel. Jesus said, love your enemies. Muhammad said, before he died, Muhammad said, may Allah curse the Jews and the Christians. Jesus, before he died, said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do.
Yeah, the guy is spitting facts. But who's the one that created Christianity, I wonder? But yeah, remember, they're the ones saying, love thy neighbor. Another guy saying, kill the infidels. So who are you going to believe, right? Just saying.
Muhammad owned slaves and them. Jesus honored women and covered them.
Well, last time I checked, women are the ones that have rape fantasies, so they're the ones that deserve to get raped. Yeah, so I'd rather rape a woman than treat them like how they're supposed to be treated, supposedly. So that's where I'm wrong with Jesus. No, you grab the bitch by the hair and you tell her to eat this dick whore. Because if not, they do stupid shit like this fucking creature. Yeah, I'm glad this bitch is dead. Goodbye and let Satan fuck you. Yeah, look at that fucking jaw's teeth. Well, anyways, go back to the Muslim shit.
Muhammad, the woman caught in adultery, stoned her to death. Jesus, the woman caught in adultery, said, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more.
I don't know. To me, it seems that Christian women are more whores than Muslim women.
Muhammad literally commands men that they can beat their wives up. Jesus.
Yeah, I actually command Muslims for actually stopping the thottery. Yeah, you gotta put women the fucking send people outfit on them, because if they don't, they're gonna use their body to get their way. Yeah, so fuck that shit. Oh yeah, and also the bonus that Muslims like to have sex with children, so yay, there's a bonus. I don't know, do Christians endorse having sex with children? I don't know, and I'm not gonna be looking for it, because this is about comedy.
Commands men to love their wives. So when you compare the founders, I know you were like, you know, interpretation and stuff, forget the Quran, forget the Bible, let's compare the
she's like the only white chick in this room. Is she gonna get raped? Well, she might not be, because these guys are Christians, even though they look like they're Muslims. But yeah, let's continue. Who knows? The day is still young, right?
This is the religion. Your Muhammad, in a span of 10 years, started 73 wars and raids.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Muhammad fucked shit up. He started 73 wars and all kinds of shit, and he believes in rape slaves. So yeah, I think I'll follow the Muslims.
My Jesus, in a span of 33 years, his whole life, not one war was started. In fact, when his disciples wanted to destroy a city for rejecting him, Jesus rebuked them.
Man, that's fucked up, Jesus. Why the hell are you a party pooper? You should let these guys go fuck that place up. Yeah, didn't those guys like pervert your father's temple and all that? Yeah, weren't they selling all kinds of shit and... Yeah, so like, what the fuck, dude? You say all this shit, but yet you let these guys do all this thing, so... I don't know, man. I think you're just hobbled yourself, Jesus. Yeah, I know you could resurrect yourself, but what did that get you? Nothing.
When Peter picked up the sword, Jesus said, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. So let's compare founders from...
I don't know, man. My experience is that if you're passive, people consider that as weakness, and they're gonna go and start fucking you in the ass because they think you're a bitch. And that's what I'm not down with Christianity. Yeah, turn the other cheek. That is so much bullshit. But that's just my experience. I don't know about you guys. You do you, boo. Just saying.
moment, your founder is not my founder. My founder is a God of love, peace, prosperity. We're not the same. The Muslims want Sharia law.
It's the Muslims wanting Sharia law to reign in the West.
Yeah.
And you can listen to...
I don't know, man. Anything that could curb stomp thottery is a good thing. Yes, thottery should be destroyed every which way and form. And if Muslims could do it, fuck it. I say, why not? But what are Christians doing? They're doing bullshit. Come on, if they let the government go in there and cuck them? Yeah, they don't want to tell these people to fuck off. And now look at all that shit. Women are doing whatever the fuck they want. Yes, fun times indeed.
Is it called imams?
Yeah.
You can listen to the leaders of brotherhoods saying that we will not stop until Islam is in every home and every child. I've heard imams.
Yeah, man, I'm not down with that Muslim shit. Yeah, if you guys follow that stuff, that's cool on you. But me, for one, I'm not going to be doing that shit. And if you think I'm going to be doing that shit, I'm going to shove my foot straight up your fucking nasty. You're going to be choking on it. So fuck you. Just saying.
Say we don't care about the parents, but we are coming for the children, and children will become Muslim.
Yeah, Muslims, just like Jews, like fucking small children. Yeah, it's in their books. So if you don't believe me, you could read that shit up on your own. Yeah, why not? You could jerk off to that shit. Just like how women like reading the romance novels. That's kind of romancy. Yeah, molesting children is romantic. Anyways, let's continue.
We're immigrants.
You're
like
refugee, yeah.
I'm a refugee. I literally, we came legally, obviously, but I love immigrants.
Oh yeah, sure. This cocksucker came in legally. Do you believe this motherfucker? Fuck no. Go fuck yourself, you lying piece of shit. And I don't think you're a Christian. I think you're lying. But who knows? I need to see receipts. And people nowadays, they just say a lot of shit and they don't put receipts. Unlike me, I like to put receipts because if not, it makes you look stupid and hypocritical. So fuck that shit, in my opinion, of course.
In the right way. When I moved from Egypt to Australia, I was so grateful for my country.
Which country is that? The one that you left or the one that you're entering, huh? Yeah, something tells me you're full of shit. Oh yes, I came here from Egypt to Australia. Yeah, fucker. You're saying all kinds of things. I just think you're trying to... Is that a grift? Is this a grift? I think so, but fuck. These people deserve to get fucking shot out of a cannon. You can't believe people nowadays. People are fucking liars. Look at the government, what they're doing. So you believe them, but not your fucking lying eyes? Okay, well, whatever. That's your life, I guess.
We have an Australian flag in our office. Why? We're telling people the country that accepted me and took me in. I love it. I'm grateful for it.
Well, yeah, well, supposedly Muslims have been inside Australia for 100 plus years more than white people, so yeah, I guess it'll take them another 100 years to take over, right? Yeah, these motherfuckers thinking that they could do all kinds of shit because they're in Australia before. Yeah, I want to join forces with the Abos and you could destroy the white people and then you could start raping them. Yeah, why not? You like doing that shit, don't you? The Abos like splitting their fucking dicks. Fucking retarded people. But eh, retard is retard. So, yeah, like the same Tropic Thunder, you'll never go full retard, but apparently these people do, so enjoy.
I'm blessing it and I'm bringing my skill here. But what a lot of Muslims do when they move to America is they don't love the country, they hate the country. I was literally in an Uber on the way here, and the Uber was a Muslim man, his name is Muhammad, and he was complaining to me how bad it is to live in America. I'm like,
well, this guy is related more to that cabbie than he is to his adoptive religion. Yeah, the people from that religion are more different than the Muslim guys. Yeah, I'm just saying. This guy's complaining even though he's here in America using our food, using our money, using our everything. If this guy doesn't like it, why doesn't he go back to his butt-fuck country? Yeah, if you don't like fucking America, why don't you fucking leave? Instead of fucking trying to poison and turn into your shithole country. Yeah, if your country was so fucking great, why'd you leave? Huh? Huh? Get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
Where are you from? He's like, Pakistan. I'm like, why are you here? Like, why are you complaining about the country that you're in? Like,
what did he say?
That's the thing. I was like to him, why are you here? He was like, oh, I'm moving with my family for a better future. I'm like, so you're telling me you left Pakistan because you don't like the way you live there, and you don't like Islam there, and you're moving to America only...
Uh-oh, maybe this guy does have a brain. He's noticing something. Yeah, like me, I'm a wetback and I notice shit about other fucking minorities. Oh, yes. Yes. Do you know what it is? It's called IQ. The guy you're talking to is dumber than fuck. Yes, he's a stupid, weak piece of shit, and he likes to complain because stupid people. I complain because I'm making fun of these cocksuckers. If it was up to me, I'll stick them in a wood chipper and turn on and enjoy, right? Oh yes, like making a mojito. Yes, it's gonna be a red one. Yes, friends, this is what happens when you let minorities come in your country. They turn into shit. If they come here and make it better, I wouldn't give a flying fuck. But no, they're making you quite the opposite. Instead of having a fucking big, strong body, you're having a fat, worthless one. So enjoy.
To hate America, and this is the problem. I love immigration, but if you're gonna migrate to a country, you better love your country, you better bless your country, you better wave the American flag here. Don't go around burning the flag.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. If you're moving into a new home, you're not gonna destroy it, right? Are you gonna punch holes in the walls? Are you gonna break the windows? Are you gonna set the couch on fire? No, a smart person will try to make their house better. But are these people making the house better? No. They're going in there, they're raping your dog, they're shitting on the floor, and they're just looking at you with a big shit grinning smile. It's like, what the fuck, man? No! Here's my foot, straight up your fucking ass. Go fuck yourself, right? Just saying.
And that's the difference between an immigrant and an enemy.
Right.
An immigrant seeks refuge. An enemy wants to destroy the country.
Yeah, this Christian dude is right. He's saying that you need to love the country that you're going in there. You should. If you're moving in there, you should be proud to go there and make it better, not worse. But some people just go in here just for the cash and prizes. And then after they fuck this up, they're gonna go away and do it somewhere else. Yes, friends, don't let these people come in there and fuck your shit up. It's so stupid. Doesn't matter if you're Muslim or Christian. If you live in this place, make it better. It's not because of religion or race or creed or whatever. It's because it's the right thing to do. Yeah. And shouldn't you make things better than what they were? Cool. It's called advancement, but people don't believe in advancing because they're stupid. Well, you guys don't be stupid like these creatures, so take care of yourself, right, friend? Remember, the future does need you. I need you. So let's go forward and fuck shit up. All right, friends? Well, goodbye.
Run from me. All right, what are you doing? Nicker, run
quickly. I'll hit my kids went down there. I gotta go get them. Boy, you better
pray to Allah. The kids are in the hole. La la la, la la la, la la. There's kids in the hole. All right, we gotta get kids out of the hole.
Yep.
Yep.
Then I'm gonna skateboard down the. Don't let the sun go down on
you. Then he's gonna ride out into the culver.
Yep.
Yep.
Y'all get my way. I'm gonna try not to get hurt.
Oh my gosh.
Fart.
Aww.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shoot!
Dad! Dad! Are you okay? Dad!
Are you okay? He tried to jump down, but
he slipped
a little bit, and he landed sideways instead of on his foot.
Oh,
that doesn't sound good at all.
Okay, you weren't supposed to be in here.
I told you not to do that.
Can you get up? Y'all get out of here. This is fucked. I fucked up my shit. Bad.
Did you dislocate things?
I don't know.
Do I need to come check?
Yep.
All right, I'm not jumping in the hole, but I will walk around and check.